What's up, loved ones? You have reached us. We have reached you. I'm so glad we could be together. Thank you so much. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'm joined by my sometimes co-host here, Mr. Jeff Raffredo.
Skid Row Studios.
Yes, you are listening to Skid Row Studios. And tonight in the studio, our friend Exasterio. What's going on, dude?
Skid Row Studios.
Yeah. he's got some musical newness out. We're going to play a little bit. We're going to talk to him about, I don't know, this and that, Los Angeles, probably food. You know, and me, we'll bring up food or something. But it's very nice of him to come by. But we're going to play a little bit of music for you, too. And I'm going to start you off with this tune you hear behind me. This is the intro for Walter Hawkins. Metropolis is the name of the tune, and I think you're going to dig it. Enjoy.
City.
Good morning, midnight. This is DJ Crash Crash. I'm here at the Dark Park Metal Shop getting my chrome polished. Y'all know why we in here getting our chrome right? Yeah, so don't shine by itself is right. Don't shine by itself is right. Well, tonight, we got the Electro 5 Betas throwing an end of the world Cyber Freak Festival. Something fun and sexulent for y'all to do. Don't let it break you now. Well, looky here. We got the sisters looking good, shining bright. Here to tell y'all about it.
Yes, this is Melanie 45221.
And Asada 8550.
With the new chapter of the Electro 5 Betas. We will be at the Muse Auditorium tonight, along with DJ Crash Crash and the Wonderland Jam Authority.
Right, female right. Alpha Platinums are in for free. Clones and humans welcome after midnight. We're going to have a bouncing electro booty contest, an atomic kissing contest, and much, much
that's
more.
What I'm talking about.
No bounty hunters allowed. Bring your punk ass up here looking for Cindy Mayweather, and you might get hurt.
Woo! That's right, sisters. Power up, power up. Now take us into our next song.
This is Cindy's newest jam, Dance Apocalyptic, here at 105.
Set with Walter Hawkins. Metropolis was the name of that tune. It's from a compilation on Lean Records. Oakland gospel artist Walter Hawkins. We followed that up with Brian Auger and Julie Tippetts from 1978. Real penetrating tune there, man. Get Up is the name of that tune from the Encore record, 1978. Wrapped up that set with the godfather of Rocksteady, Mr. Alton Ellis, Mouth of Mossy. What do you think Mouth of Mossy means?
I don't know. Alton Ellis' birthday just passed the other day, though. Just
oh, yeah?
FYI, yeah?
Oh. I think it's something about have mercy, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We could find it out pretty quickly. I got connections.
Okay. They would you research that for me? That would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Existerio, what do you think Mouth of Mossy means?
Something deep, though. That sounds heavy.
Yeah, it might be. It might be something heavy. It might just be Jamaican speak for... Yeah,
use it in a sentence. What's the origin?
I don't know. That's the problem. It's just called Mouth of Mossy.
I haven't really
listened to the lyrics. Speaking of lyrics, Mr. Existerio from Los Angeles. MC, kind of old school at this point, right?
Yeah, I'm old. I'm just old.
And
get the school out of there. Just old.
He's got a recent release with Mr. Paris Sachs.
Yeah, finally. Like Dirt, 6 years in the making.
Dirt Road Holiday. We're going to play a few tunes from that. And are you touring this record?
Yeah, right now, Cadillac Ron, one of my battle homies, he's setting up a tour right now for us. Midwest, West Coast. And then we're getting Europe propositions, but we want to do East Coast before.
How do you
go.
Do in Europe?
Well, really well. I haven't been back in a while, and I mean, I was on a Swedish label, and they kind of like banned me from that place. The promoters. Yeah, I just.
What
do you? I got lost on drugs in Amsterdam. Didn't get on a plane.
The place where people were burning down churches and shit. Yeah. And you get banned.
Yeah, by like the hip hop promoters, you know, because I kind of flaked on a whole country on a tour, and so. They weren't having it.
Oh, because of legal issues.
No, I was just high in Amsterdam. Too high to get on the plane.
I gave you an avenue, dude. Yeah. You could have taken that one.
Oh, yeah. No, I tried lying to them at the time, but they, you know, social media, it's always like, oh, I'm high in another country. So. Yeah.
It's common in Amsterdam. It happens to a lot of artists.
My brother lived there at the time, and he was like, oh, eat some chocolate. It'll be fine. And it wasn't fine. It was like an intense, long experience. And, the airport seemed like I can do that, and I couldn't.
Jeff is nodding knowingly.
Yeah.
No, I've heard. I mean, having been to Amsterdam, you know, there's access to a lot of different
stuff.
Things. So, but you know, not venues will talk about it. Promoters, they'll be like, "Oh, good, you guys are here. You guys are on time. Good." Because in Amsterdam,
people fuck up.
They get sidetracked.
Oh. Yeah. It's okay to curse?
It is.
Yeah.
People blow it all the time. I heard like horror stories like Sun Doobie from Funk Doobie. People get out there and they party like it's Vegas, you know, like, whoa! And then they got to go on and they're tripping balls.
Yeah.
Like totally can't, you know, so it don't work out.
Would you call that a rookie mistake?
Nah, I don't know.
Sucks you in no matter
because
what.
Because you're in another country. You're kind of, it's not like you're in another, you know, it's
you're not
like,
in the real.
You didn't drive 6 hours
world,
away. It's like, I'm here, you know. I'm sure after you go, I mean, now if I go there, I mean, I wouldn't even have done that normally. It was only because my brother lived there, you know, and he was like, come on, I haven't seen you this trip, you know. That was a bad idea.
Excellent. and tell me about Dirt Road Holiday. Like, what was the wind up on this one?
Initially, it started because I had a manager who was this same manager with like Lady Tigra and my ex and a bunch of people. And he was like, oh, you got to make a free mixtape to give away for free. And so he was like, I like what you do with Paris. And me and him haven't worked together in like.
And you're talking about Paris Sachs, LA producer, beatmaker dude.
And his stuff for Bus Driver and a lot of, you know, old Shapeshifter stuff. And he's been around forever. Me and him kind of started out together, but we hadn't worked together in a long time. And anyways, my manager suggested it. We started this thing, and the songs were too kind of good just to give away for free. And we thought we'd have it done in like 8 months to a year, but just life was crazy on both ends. And it took almost 6 years for it to come out. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good record, man, because it's all there, and really what I think is lacking from especially some of the underground artists is sometimes it just doesn't sound cohesive. It sounds like some dude or a couple dudes received a track and they just wrote some lyrics over it. The music and the lyrics don't really have a relationship with each other, you know? And that's not so with this one. It just kind of,
This is the only second time I've ever worked one whole record with one producer.
Yeah.
It's usually always just been mailed in tracks. And you try to find the life in it and connect.
If this was released under like a band name or something like that, like a unified project name, like nobody, it wouldn't sound odd. You know, it just sounds like it just flows together.
Project, yeah.
Yeah. And also there's a lot of different flavors. And
we got like Jim Priest playing harmonica and Axis CBS doing a lot of guitar on it. Ike Owens, rest in peace, who's like a... passed away on tour with Jack White in Mexico. He played a lot on it. You know, that was what kept detouring a lot of the records from coming out, is because I kept doing these other projects and we'd get about a year into it and something terrible would happen to that project and it'd all fall apart. I think I mentioned it last time. I was like, we're starting this band with Ike Owens and Joey C from Queens of the Stone Age and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but Ike passed away. And Jack White was going to produce the EP. It's just like heartbreaking. I almost wanted just to quit and go work at Starbucks. Like, it's like, it's not in the stars for me, you know? Because I was just like, that's what I'm going to focus all my energy on. I mean, Jack White, Shapeshifters, Mars Volta, Queen, even if it's a piece of crap record, it's going to get written about and talked about and keep busy for a year or two. And that just, you know, and rest in peace, Ike. And I hate to be like ever thinking like, oh shit, there goes my, you know, over my friend's death, you know what I mean? But it's like, Ike believed in us, like the underground guys, and he's like the musician's musician, so if he said, these guys are good, these guys would listen to it. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what I mean. I had something similar happen to me, man. It was just a startup project, and I just got along with this dude really well in every sense of the word, musically and stuff like that. He was in recovery, right? And started just writing, throwing stuff down on the four track. That tells you how old it was.
Yeah.
And he moved into the pad that I was living at, and we saw him walk into his room, and then the next day, my other roommate's like, "Dude, have you seen so and so?" And I'm like, "No." So we peek and we see him through the window, and we bust into his room, and he's dead. And he was in recovery, and I guess he's one of those dudes who like didn't think he was getting high when he used pills and stuff like that. But he would send away, you know, when you get the stuff in the mail, and there's like a magazine section cut out and like pills in there.
Yeah.
And he was cooking it up, and it was weird because he was going to meetings, but then again, he was going to meetings in Echo Park. So.
Nah, I mean, yeah, there's good recovery in Echo Park, man. I was all AA'd out for a while, man.
Anyway, basically, I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's not just like it's not even that bums you out that the project died. It's just like, you know, just you had a life to create there that life never got to be.
It was this whole possibilities of just incredible.
And as an artist, you know, that's kind of what it's
somebody
about.
With so much like, not authority, but respect, you know, like people really valued his opinion, and he could just open that door for us, you know, and like, I don't know, it's a bummer. Ike was great. You know, he was like a big loss to us, like me and Tumax and a bunch of, you know, underground guys.
Yeah.
He loved us. We loved him.
Well, onward, because you were very much alive. So,
still. Crashed a motorcycle last month. He crashed a couple days ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we're all about it. Good times. Bad life choices.
Mr. Mason there?
Yeah. Young Mace. Young Money Mace the God. CBS crew.
Yeah. Mason's in the studio here, by the way. That's who we were talking to.
I have one of my graffiti cronies with me.
From CBS crew. Also from CBS crew, my boss, Mr. Else.
Yeah.
And founder of Neighborhood Love. And
all-around good guy.
All-around great guy. And I'm and super individual. And I respect the guy so much. And I'm not just saying all that because he's my boss.
And he's intimidated.
Yeah.
No, he's a teddy bear, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely has... That's a lot of people heard of him before they met him. Yeah.
I definitely did for years. We met barely, but not to say actually, you know, we know each other or anything. Mm-hmm. But I didn't meet him until a couple years ago. I talked to him through text message correspondence because he was in a roundabout way, I don't know, counseling troubled youth, I guess you could say, you know? And so I was reaching out to him for some like, programs and stuff. But ever since then, we kind of talked. But until he got in CBS, like, I never physically met him, you know?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was weird, which was only like a year ago.
Yeah, it was about a year
ago. Yeah. But known of him since.
I know he was really happy about that.
Like, yeah, we are too.
Let me see. You guys hanging out? You want to hear some more music?
Sure, whatever you're feeling.
All right, let me see.
Good, man.
Well, I think I'm going to play some of your stuff here. These are all three from the Existereo and Paris Sax record out about 2-3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, silent, sneaky release.
Dirt Road Holiday is the name of the LP. That's out on Dead Guy Records.
Yes, sir.
And the first track is Know Me At All, and then I'm going to follow it up with Blue Soul featuring Lady Tigra.
Yeah, she's the chick from We Want the Cars, the cars that go boom.
I totally remember that. Yeah. And then I'm going to wrap it up with Enjoy It featuring Giovanni Marx.
Subtitle, yep.
All right, first up, Know Me At All. And that's a go. Enjoy Love Zones.
I'm a wood grain whittler, stuck in the middle of a rock and a hard place, walking under God's grace, face full of scissor cuts. I'll chase them off with gizzard guts. Is it what it's supposed to be? I'll keep my friends real close to me, my enemies closer. The wreckage of my past, it was from the bulldozer, the composer of the symphonies. Batons are hypodermic, and what life gives is lessons. I just hope that I can learn it. Burn it down, the bridge is on fire. In my part of town, all the kids are getting higher. High wire walker, big mouth talker. Let's go to Iowa, you could live on ayahuasca. If you don't know me by now, you probably don't know me at all. Spend my days in a doping craze, get loaded in a bathroom stall. And if you don't know me by now, then
soaking some rays, getting better, but you made that call. What you doing? Life's worth pursuing. Just cause you try don't mean that you were shooing. Better than the feet that you stuck in your mouths. Sweet defeat from the gasoline douse. So elite while you're clicking your mouse. But I'll see you on the street once you walk out your house. Stereo's a monster who's ready for war. And I'm over being a junkie on that steady score. Over fiendish buggy who's just looking for more. But I'm spreading out my wings and I'm ready to soar. Get it going before life moves past you. Don't like what I'm saying, well, nobody asked you. If you don't know me by now, then you probably don't know me at all. In the yards, making house out of cards, waiting for the next thing to fall. If you don't know me by now, then you probably don't know me at all. It's so hard when your psyche is scarred, but still find strength to stand tall. Once was a criminal, thought it was so minimal. Everything conspiracy, undertone subliminal. It'll fall to pieces the tighter you hold on. It'll get bitten, chomping in the cold dawn. Swan song sang that we're all the same gang. Swinging off the chain while I'm doing my own thing. Bring the ruckus, you silly motherfuckers. Stereo be chilling with the bikers and the truckers. B-boys and rap writers, metalheads are hold lighters. Literary scholars, the models and all the bar fighters. Night is ours and nothing can stop us. Riding in the moonlight on my power plant choppers. If you don't know me by now, then you probably don't know me at all. Spend my days in a dopey craze, get loaded in a bathroom stall. And if you don't know me by now, then you probably don't know me at all. Nowadays I just soak in some rays, getting better but you make that call.
Thank you. enjoy it, that's because it's music. You cannot avoid it even though you may abuse it. Lose it, choose it, any way you like. West Coast sunshine, feel the golden light. Holding the mic, roll it right. Too old to go fight. All your vampires and dumb young and perpetrators. Shogun innovators on the run with all the copy data. No administrators, we can get in contact with them later.
Stars like a mountain at night under a cloud. The mic is my sight, the stage is my shroud. It's grim when I reach. Full soul control, I'll rock you to sleep. The style stays loud.
How the crowd bow down round town. Every a stick in the ground, lost and found. Sick sound, bound to a code of my honor. The kid ain't no goner, I paint and I wander every day, cause there ain't nothing better.
We had a Martian man, planted by many. Moving like some holograms, floating through your city. Quoting all the notes that we are proof of the committee. That move up what we wrote, the girls think it's pretty.
I'm giddy, with a witty attitude committee. My city kitty party on the left. Strobe light rocking, you're thinking you're hot to death. Oh yes, to see what might happen.
Of course you enjoy it, that's because it's music. You cannot avoid it even though you may abuse it. Lose it, choose it, any way you like. West Coast sunshine, feel the golden light. Holding the mic, rolling it right. Too old to go fight. All your vampires and dumb young and perpetrators. Show your innovators on the run with all the copy data. No administrators, we can get in contact with them later.
Greater to hate, the latter they say. No matter your fate, it's better than trying to say that it ain't another fucked up golden day in paradise. I'm talking to that girl because they're saying that she sure is nice.
To the point that you wanna get hit with rice. I like in Hawaii on the purest ice. Your head like dreads plus red lights. I ran in circles like Olympic tracks and tread bikes.
Mike and Ike, candy, pumpkin, butterball, strike with dead mics. Cry out the gutter, call a minion, molasses. Mirror posters, waterfall up in my classes. All your posters sort of fall.
So, getting gears, we get near to our goal. Clear like the fog, lifting up during times of old. The lines are cold and of a high design. The main way, turning lead into gold.
First you enjoy it, that's because it's music. You cannot avoid it even though you may abuse it. Lose it, choose it, any way you like. West Coast sunshine, feel the golden light. Holding the mic, rolling it right. Too old to go fight. All your vampires and dumb young and perpetrators. Shogun innovators on the run with all the copy data. No administrators, we can get in contact with them later.
That tune was called Enjoy It. That features Giovanni Marx. And that was a tune with, you have a video,
for that. Yeah,
one,
we just put out a video.
Where you guys are cruising around in the car. And
that I just sold last night.
Disseminating your rhymes across the Southland.
We went up to, where is it? Like, not Griffith, maybe it's Griffith, where there's a carousel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Griffith, right?
Griffith Park.
Yeah, I convinced, because it was one of the CBS guys' birthday party there, so I was like, mm-hmm. I'm making a video, let's go. And then I got all those dudes to get on the carousel. It was pretty funny. It worked out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And before that, we hear Blue Soul featuring one Miss Lady Tigra.
Yeah. She's the greatest.
Still looking good. Started off the set with Know Me At All. And those are all three. From the Dirt Road Holiday LP, out on Dead Guy Records, out now on the iTunes.
Yeah, digitally.
Where's the preferred?
Digital killed the physical star.
So for the loved ones out there, what's the best place for them to go and search out this record?
iTunes.
Is it just iTunes?
Yeah, I mean it goes through all the avenues eventually, mm-hmm. and it winds up on the Spotify and everything, but I don't know how, and I know it just starts at iTunes and then they somehow distribute it out.
But iTunes is the best place to go.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately. I mean, not that it's terrible, but I miss physical stuff.
I gotcha, yeah. You don't have vinyl on this?
We might, because the artwork was done so amazingly by Tim mm-hmm. O'Reilly, and Plek did the lettering for it, and it gets smushed down. You don't really get to look at the cover in a little thumbnail format, so mm-hmm. we want to do a 12-inch just to be able to have a fold-out, cover of it.
That's primarily what I miss most about LPs is opening them up and, back in the day, it was all about like hardcore bands and stuff. And so you open it up, and they always have like the photo collage,
hell yeah,
and the lyrics or the lyric paper. There's a sheet of paper that came out with like typed up lyrics and stuff.
Yeah, now they just want you to Google it.
People flying through the air at shows.
Yeah, right.
Pictures.
Yeah.
From the live show.
Now it's Google. Google it. You want to know who I am? Google it.
And let me see. pretty much covered it all on this record. It's a really good one. Loved Ones, I recommend you check it out. Go on to iTunes.
Yeah.
You can search Exa Stereo, spelled like it sounds. And that tune's called, or excuse me, that record's called Dirt Road Holiday. And sample, you can sample all the different songs. And if you like what you hear, man, go ahead and buy them individually, buy the whole LP. And this is pretty important. A lot of people shine this on, man. Leave a little bit of a review there.
Yeah.
Let other folks know, like, hey, I dug this record. I didn't, you know, did this not. Sucked. I like this tune, whatever. Feedback. And while you're there, check out Neighborhood Love Radio on the iTunes, too. And same thing. Go ahead and leave a little bit of feedback. By the way, this is a not-profit. This is a not-profit enterprise. And so let's just help us spread the word. Go on to iTunes or tell a friend. Leave comments. Go for it. And so you're talking about going on tour. What's some of your favorite places to play in the continental U.S.?
In America, to play, it's like, of course, like San
Aside
Francisco,
from Los Angeles.
You know, all the West Coast stuff. We get a lot of love in Oregon, Seattle, all West Coast, you know, and like Texas is Austin's, like the typical what you would expect places to be good to play or good to play. But then I like going, even if it's terrible shows, to like Missoula, Montana. It's like one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my life. So
yeah.
Just to like, because that's really like what I figure is quality of life. You know, you don't make a lot of money off of this, but, you know, I get to travel the world and I'm not paying for it. And
right.
People are keeping me entertained.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And so, Montana's a real, you know, stuff like that. That's real America.
I thought I wanted to move to Kentucky real bad. I had these dreams of having like a horse ranch and a dually and all this shit. And then I went and played Kentucky and I had like a 2-foot mohawk at the time. And Kentucky did not want me there.
Yeah.
Because they made it real clear. I was like, wow, it's still like that. Like, I thought in my head, like, everything's cool. I'm from LA. Everybody loves everybody.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah.
My friends got to the point, too, Max and them, they wouldn't even sit. Like, we go to like Friendly's, like, which is like Denny's, basically.
Right.
And they were like, you have to sit at another table.
Uh huh.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, chumps.
Sometimes those small towns, if fans are there to see you, though, the small towns, the shows will go off.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot harder because they don't get people coming through. Like
we do, like,
towns.
House parties and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and people,
we,
go, people go crazy. Yeah. They're like, thank you for coming to our town. You know,
for
nobody
sure.
comes here.
They're so grateful. And they're not, you know, nobody might ever come back. That's why, like, Europe rocks because they don't know if you'll ever come back.
Yeah.
So everyone comes out and is real appreciative. As opposed to the States, everyone's kind of too cool. And it's understand. It's like saturation. There's going to be something cool.
Yeah.
If I miss you, I'll see the next
thing. Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm too cool to dance.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Where would you, in a... Given that we all got it coming someday, if it was not in Los Angeles, where would you see spending your last day at?
Retiring?
No.
Oh.
Being that we all got it coming someday.
Come in?
Coming.
Uh-huh.
We're all going to die someday.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and if it was not Los Angeles, where...
Where do I want to die?
Yeah.
Lisbon, Portugal.
Ooh. Yeah?
Yeah, Sintra, actually. Sintra. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a little... How come?
I lived there for a while, and it's like one of the most beautiful places in the world that I've seen, you know, and I've been in a fair amount of places. It's the town in particular, Sintra, it's the second most magnetic place in the world. The first is the Bermuda Triangle, so it has all this weird, like, Masonic and like witchcrafty type of shit going on there. And it's also a microclimate, so it's like a rainforest environment, but I'm in the hills, but the beach is right there. And there's Moorish ruins everywhere. It's fucking crazy. You know?
No kidding, yeah.
Once the Euro happened and things got a little more regulated, it kind of changed. I was there pre-Euro. Mm. But it's still Portugal. It's beautiful. And I have a lot of friends there. It's just a great place. Mm. Great people.
So are you planning to...
Go back?
Yeah.
Yeah, back. I mean, and eventually... Our family had property
status.
There. It was this weird situation, but it all got swiped out from under us and sold. And
your family... From Portugal, then?
No. My grandmother was just kind of eccentric, and she didn't have shit really in the States, but bought property overseas. And then my family would, like, leave and go live there for a while and come back, and it was weird. They're a weird family. My dad's side of the family. Interesting.
You like your family?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Like, you know, I do, though. I do. Yeah. It could be a lot worse. I love my siblings, and they're a result of... things I might not be happiest about, so what are you gonna do, you know?
Yeah,
give and take.
That's cool. That's better answer than a lot of people would get.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
it's perspective's the key to life, man. I swear to God.
Are you scared of dying?
I haven't thought about it in a long time. I used to think I was fearless and didn't give a shit. And like, I'd OD all the time. I was a bad drug addict for a long time. And I wake up in ERs and rehabs more than I can count, you know, on my hands and toes. But, and I wasn't. But I think now, I'm not. Because I'm really in this, like, let go. Nothing's permanent. Appreciate what you have right now.
You believe in God?
Not
or
really.
Or a God?
No.
Or something?
I mean, there's, definitely something. There's some kind of higher, you know, something. I just don't think it's a conscious entity making decisions for anything.
Yeah, so you don't feel like you're out of control on anything.
No, and then, like, you know, I go to, like, Buddhist meditation and all that stuff, and I try to stay grounded best of my ability. I mean, I'm not, like, doing yoga, and I'm, you know, being all hippy-dippy about it, but I used to be, like, out of my mind, and the only peace I could get was, like, shooting dope. So I had to find other avenues, and... Yeah. Between therapy, rehabs, AA, Buddhism, it all kind of Al-Anon, all that shit, man. It all, you know, planted enough seeds to get me kind of balanced.
Yeah, a lot of things to memorize.
If you're too worried about yesterday or thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow and what I have or what I don't have, or, you know, what, how am I going to get this? It's like right now, you know, it's like I might not have that shit, but I'm breathing. Like, what's good? You know, like I have cigarettes. I have whatever. You know what I mean? Necessities. Like, is it really that bad? It's not. And if you can just always be in the moment of that. And if it is that bad, acknowledge that shit and do something about it. You know?
I agree with that, man. I grew up a little bit on, I grew up a bit on humble means, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when, you know, everyone's, you hear a lot about kids, you know, and they say, like, oh, you blink your eye and they're in college and stuff like that. And I got a kid, and I try to remember that, like, almost every day, because I don't want to blink my eye and she's in college. Yeah. You know, I want to enjoy each and every day, you know. And sometimes it's not 100% cool, but...
But you gotta try. As long as you're making an effort and acknowledging it.
Yeah, a lot of times when you're thinking about things that were not cool, it ended up being cool in a certain way, you know.
It always works out. Yeah. You know?
You're
freaking out over something isn't gonna change the fact that it's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, you brought some friends with you.
Now
we talked about Mr. Mason over here.
Yeah.
Sitting over here chuckling.
Young Arso is his current graffiti partner in crime. Mm-hmm. These guys are illegal, hardened criminals. They're out there doing it. Do we have video footage in here? Are they
no.
Okay,
no.
Good. Okay, so anyway, now you can't see their faces.
Yeah.
And then I forgot Liz. Yeah. Liz, who we ran into on the street, and we were late getting here, so we just grabbed her hostage and pulled her up here.
Yeah. You okay? You need water? Okay. Let's listen to some more tunes, huh? How about... You know how to make me feel so good. This is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Ooh.
Hey. There you go.
With Teddy?
Touched me.
here in this one room with us.
Ain't no justice, just us. As the ashes and dust to dust, time has come for most of us to choose in which God we trust. I know I was born to die, searched to find the peace of mind. With 85, was dumb and blind. There can be no compromise. Off the slide, yeah. Won't abide. Why is why?
There's a woman in the street, seller off from by the phone.
Slice out the devil's spine.
Killing each other in the streets.
Phone slice out the devil's spine.
All in line.
Phone slice out the devil's
spine. Yeah. All in line. Hear me though.
Phone slice out the devil's spine.
All in line. What?
Phone slice out the devil's spine.
Yeah.
Donny Hathaway with his version of Jealous Guy out of 1972. Prior to that, we heard D'Angelo with Devil's Pie. That was the a cappella interlude. And we started off the set Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. You know how to make me feel so good. Exit Stereo, thank you so much for coming by, dude.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, we played some tunes earlier off his record, the latest record, Dirt Road Holiday. If you are in, loved ones, if you are in the Seattle area on September 23rd, go check them out at Rendezvous, Mr. Exit Stereo, and Candies 22, the collective. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jeff, for coming by. William on the board, thank you so much. And thanks everyone else in the studio. And thank you, especially loved ones. We will see you next week.
Peace.
Bye now.